Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Steel by S.M. Sterling and David Drake. Narrated by Franklin Pearson. Chapter 1. Tom Poplinich floated through infinity. The monoblock exploded outward, and he felt the twisting of space-time in its birth squall. "I think I understand that now," he thought. "Excellent," Center said. "We will return to socio-historical analysis. Subject, Fall of the Federation of Man." He had been down here in the sanctum of Sector Command and Control Unit AZ-12/B-14/C-000-14 for years now. His body was in stasis, his mind connected with the ancient battle computer on levels far broader than the speech-like linkage of communication. It was no longer necessary for him to see events sequentially. Images drifted through his consciousness. Earth, the true Earth of the canonical handbooks, not this world of Bellevue. Yet it was not the perfect home of half-angels that the priests talked of, but a world of men. Nations rose and warred with each other. Empires grew and fell. Men learned as the cycle swung upward, then forgot, and fur-clad savages dwelt in the ruins of cities, burning their books for winter's warmth. At last one cycle swung further skyward than any before. On a small island northwest of the main continent, engines were built. Ones he recognized at first, clanking steam engines, driving factories to spin cloth, dragging loads across iron rails, powering ships. The machines grew greater, stranger. They took to the air, and cities burned beneath them. They spread from one land to the next, springing at last into space. Earth floated before him, blue and white like the images of Bellevue that Center showed him, blue and white like all worlds that could nourish the seed of Earth. One final war scarred the globe beneath him with flames, pinpoints of fire that consumed whole cities at a blow. Soundless globes of magenta and orange bloomed in airless space. "The last jihad," Center's voice said. "Observe." A vast construct drifted into view, skeletal and immense beside the tubular ships and dot-tiny suited humans. "The Tanaki Spatial Displacement Net, the first model." Energies flowed across it, twisting into dimensions describable only in mathematics that he had not yet mastered. The ships vanished, to reappear far away, here in Bellevue's system. The colonists, first men to set foot on this world, they landed and raised the green flag of Islam. Even more than the jihad, the net made the Federation of Man essential, Satter said. "The empire that rose this time expanded until it covered all the Earth and leaped outward to nearby stars. A century later, its representatives landed on distant Bellevue, much to the displeasure of the descendants of the refugees, and the net was its downfall. Expansion proceeded faster than integration. Long strings of formulae followed. Once the tipping point was reached, entropic decay accelerated exponentially." "The higher they rise, the harder they fall," Tom thought. "True." There was a slight overtone of surprise in Center's dispassionate machine voice. More images, war flickering between the stars, mutiny, secession. Bellevue's net flaring into plasma. The remnants of Federation units turning feral when they were cut off here, bringing civilization down in a welter of thermonuclear fire. Swift decay into barbarism for most areas. A pathetic remnant of ancient knowledge preserved in the civil government and the colony, degenerating into superstition. Now 1,000 years and more had passed, and a tentative rebirth stirred. "Cycles within cycles," Center said. "The overall trend is still toward maximum entropy, unless my intervention can alter the parameters. 50
Sample complete. Ready to continue?